This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Big Royal Dalton, welcome to Nick Cunningham.
Hello. Hello. Thank you so much for having me here.
Our pleasure. Now, you are, how tall are you?
I'm 6 foot four and like a little bit.
Wow. I'm just under that. Well, I could be. I am. That's an oldie but a goodie. Now, you've been with this production a little while. It is Matthew Bourne's Swan Lake.
Yes.
It opens in Melbourne this week.
Yes, it does on Friday. Right. Can't wait. It's going to be amazing.
For people who don't know the whole concept of Matthew Bourne's Swan Lake, tell us. Give us the lowdown.
Well, first of all the like ballerina things are put aside and the quarter ballet is basically all males. So that's the main thing. That's the main change. So acts two and four are all males acts. And then in acts one and three, we also have females on the show.
So is that like an equity thing?
Kind of? Equal opportunity.
Just to make sure that we're balancing it out and not being sexist or anything.
Fair enough.
I think you've obviously, when you know... There's a comedic aspect to it, mm-hmm. Watching males do this female parts, etc. But and that's great. And you have to be able to. We want to laugh at it, but you have to be an incredible dancer to be able to do that, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. Know? I mean, like in Act Two, that there is an air of seriousness, but like there's small parts that are quite comedic throughout that act. Like when the signets come on, it's an undertone of humor, and we often do get laughs and things like that. But when we come into the fourth act, it's a bit of a psychological spin on the show compared to what it's usually, so it does get quite dark, but it's good. Like I mean, it does tug.
Well,
on
I mean,
a lot
we'll
of
only laugh. I mean, we'll laugh from start to finish, but you can only laugh so much. You need that to be able
the line
to
shade.
You
don't
need the line shade. You need to, be, you know, to show the talent.
Yeah,
you know.
Definitely. And Act Three and Act One, it's like laughs all around.
Does it go all night?
Is there four acts?
There is four acts. It's
does
really
one
long.
Bring a sleeping bag?
No, it's good, but I mean. Like it's like 2.5 hours, like with an intermission. But it's very enjoyable, so it'll go. Time will fly.
Brilliant. Oh, God. And it's because it goes around the world, doesn't it? This has already been around the world.
I mean, the last tour that came out here, we were here for 4 months, but that was 2007. But we've been to Tokyo, Shanghai, Singapore. We're doing Melbourne, then Sydney, and then we go to Milan for 3 weeks. So it does travel, and it's such an amazing experience as well.
Now, give us the inside word. What is it actually like being a ballerina on stage in Swan Lake?
Do you call yourself a ballerina?
Well, like a dancer.
It's just a dancer.
Yeah.
No, I just wondered.
Guys just call ourselves dancers, really. It's like
or your real names.
Yeah.
Hi, Nick. Yeah.
But no, I mean, it's really tiring. The show's like really exhausting for the guys. And I mean, the girls work really hard too, but
not as hard.
Not as hard. They never do.
No, but it's really tiring. But also we do have a lot of fun. The movement quality for me personally as a dancer, it's really like, earthy and beautiful contemporary movement to be able to
do. Are you the lead?
No.
You're pretty
do you want to be?
A little bit, yeah.
Is it like Matthew Bourne and Nick Cunningham
show? Like, yeah.
Have you been trying to get top billing in it?
It should be like above the marquee.
I mean, you are the one. The publicist said to get on. So,
I know. It's like a bit surreal right now because I've been away for a long
time. Maybe the others are a bit rubbish.
Yes. I think that's what the word on the street is.
It will be now.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, they're going to come for me now.
That's all right. It'll be fine. So what do people actually see? So if you were to paint a picture as to if I'm sitting in the audience and I'm watching this, what am I going to be treated to?
Definitely a lot of hot guys, number one.
Well, I'm all right with that.
It's weird that you mentioned that we would like that, but it is, it's pretty much up there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't imagine the girls are mingus either, you know? So obviously everybody's gorgeous in it.
Yeah, no, everyone's really wonderful.
But that's not what it's all about.
No,
we're not judgy like that.
No, but it's also a really, really great sentimental story as well. And it also makes you think a lot. And I think it gets like the way that Matt's done it, because he's often coming from like an audience perspective, that he gets the audience really involved in it, and you can become quite like you know, in it, and you do get quite emotional at points during
the show. It was on in Sadler's Wells in London for a long time,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, a very long time.
Hugely popular there.
Yeah, they only thought it was going to run for 2 weeks, and then boom.
Well, one
Three,
of the...
it's really well. I know it did really well.
Well, one of the things about this is that you have to be very quick to see this, because it's not sticking around in Melbourne for very long at all.
No, the Regent Theatre, my word. It's beautiful. You know, yeah, that must be lovely being in there.
Definitely.
I mean, I've been in there, but just, you know, to buy sweets.
No, it was lovely.
And it's, so, yeah, you're right. It starts this week and then goes through to the 26th.
Yeah, so it's a really short run, but I think, you know, if you can, do come and see it.
Well, that's long enough for people to get in.
Definitely, definitely. And I'm sure tickets are selling fast. I hope they are. Because
I can tell you I know that they are.
Yeah, so I think people should get in and book those tickets. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, it's called Matthew Bourne's Swan Lake. It is playing at the Regent Theatre, but as we say, you're going to have to be quick to get down there. And if you want to get all the info, just go to ticketmaster.com.au.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.